Hunting Cattle. This is Murphy Gibbons. I have spent a good bit of time reading the diaries of Thomas John Noakes, an English immigrant who settled at New Aces Town, upriver from Corpus Christi, in the early 1850s. Thomas Noakes, as a rancher on a small scale, spent a good bit of his time on organized cow hunts that scoured the country looking for strayed cattle. Several of Noakes' diary entries relate cow hunting trips from 1858 to the first year of the Civil War and then after the war. In a cow hunt, neighbors would gather in a group and ride out looking for their cattle. A dozen or more men and boys would take part. The hunts would often last a week or more and cover up to 100 miles. The cow hunters would drive a herd into the closest corral, usually a neighbor's place, where they would cut out cattle belonging to those on the hunt. They would brand and alter the calves. They could tell ownership by watching which branded cow a calf followed. Joseph Allman, another English settler who was a neighbor of Noakes, also kept a diary. His entries for 1862 and 1863 describe several cow hunts. In one entry, Allman wrote that in the process of roping a calf up near Round Lake, he broke its neck. J. Frank Dobie in A Vaquero of the Brush Country wrote that a cow hunt was no place for a member of the Humane Society. They would shoot a wild steer through the horns to subdue him. Sometimes they missed and killed the steer. Horses were often crippled or gored, and some cows and calves were trampled to death in the pens. After one of the many cow hunts that Noakes took part in, he wrote about what he described as excessive cruelty practiced by the cattle hunters. A man must leave his feelings at home when he starts hunting cattle, wrote Noakes. And all those with anything like a sensitive stomach had better not start. This is Murphy Gibbons.